2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. I don't know if you have ever thought about it before, but God doesn't need human beings. Before there was man, he had angels to worship him day after day. He didn't create us because he had a void in his life he wanted to fill. God is completely self-sufficient and has always been. He simply created us for his pleasure and praise. The purpose for which he created us is so that we could glorify him, and we do that by putting him first in our lives, in our families, in our careers, and in our bodies. You see, our God is one of might and miracles, and he desires for his power to be revealed through us to the praise of his glory. The point is, we are his creation. Unfortunately, there are many persons who deny creation, even though leading scientists of our day are now saying that there is intelligence behind what they observe in nature. So, what does creation tell us today? It tells us that there is a creator. From God's word, we know that he is a creator who loves you and me. He loves us so much that he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to give us eternal life. Without God, the human soul is in darkness, just like the earth was in darkness before God moved in the story of creation. But just as God's word moved and spoke creation into existence, God's word can move with power in the heart of the unbeliever and bring that person to faith and salvation. If you have not yet accepted God's free gift of salvation in Jesus Christ, then I urge you to do so today. God wants you to become his child. Place your faith in Jesus today and begin to experience the new life as a child of the Creator. It will be the best decision you have ever made. Please join us next week.